Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
Ki Tavo. Ki Tavo is a difficult parsha because it contains the awful predictions of the tochecha, of the sad events that would befall the Jewish people, and that we have seen to have been minutely accurate, unfortunately. Every curse that's included there has befallen us. But the parsha begins with the statement of the Jewish farmer who brings his first offerings to the temple and who recites then a short history of the Jewish people, beginning with Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, and continuing till his day. I think there's a connection between the Tochecha and the beginning Parsha, and the connection is as follows. What leads to the Tochecha is the fact that the Jewish people no longer see things in perspective. They forgot the past. They live only in the present. They're arrogant because they think they've accomplished everything. They don't realize that we are literally midgets on the shoulders of giants of previous generations. And if the previous generations count for nothing, if they are not part of our plan, so to speak, if we ignore all tradition and history and create the new Jew, so to speak, so then the Tochecha apparently is an inevitable result of that. Because if we lose our sense of perspective, we lose our sense of who we are, why we are, and where we've been, and it's hard for us to imagine, therefore, where we should be going and to understand what our purpose is. So the Torah combined this statement of the Jewish farmer that he shouldn't feel that even though he planted and reaped and he's the one that worked so hard and harvested and all of these things that he did, but he shouldn't feel that it's him. He should feel that he's only part of a process. He's part of a long continuum Jewish life that began way before him and that will extend after him as well. And by bringing his offering to the temple, he puts himself into that context. He becomes a person that is able to see things in a longer view. And that's really what the Torah wanted from us. And the Tochecha also encourages a longer view. The wheel turns. Not everything that is so great today is going to be so great tomorrow. And the strength of the Jewish people has been that it has been able to not only survive the Tochecha, but to build upon it in a certain sense. Certainly true of our generations now. And therefore, this Parsha of Ki Tavo combines these two elements that we should deal with. The element of perspective and thanks and realizing the past, and the element of the dangers of the present and the future, and the fact that we live in a very difficult world and that we're held responsible minutely for our behavior and for the processes that we initiate. And therefore, by seeing both of those elements in one parsha, especially this is the parsha that always precedes Rosh Hashanah and the High Holy Days, so we're able to put that also into our perspective and renew our commitments in the coming good year to our traditions, to perspective, and to the fact that we will rise from the Tochecha that has engulfed us and continue to build and be prosperous.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Beryl Wein, at Parshat Ki Tavo.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.